This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization Director General says the coronavirus pandemic is not even close to being over and that the outbreak is accelerating globally. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday in Geneva that Tuesday marks 6 months since the UN Health Agency was first informed of a cluster of unusual pneumonia cases in China, the first indications of the coronavirus emergence. He noted that WHO has since recorded more than 10 million cases and 500,000 deaths globally. Tedros said the hard reality is this is not even close to being over. Dozens of vaccine candidates are currently in early stages of testing, and some may move into late-stage testing this summer. A rise in coronavirus cases around the world is prompting authorities in some countries, including India and the United States, to reimpose lockdown restrictions. India reported another record one-day increase in confirmed cases Monday, with nearly 20,000. The country trails only the United States, Brazil, and Russia in total confirmed cases since the pandemic began late last year in China. Part of India's Assam state has reimposed its lockdown through July 12th, while West Bengal state extended its restrictions until the end of July. The number of global cases has reached nearly 10.2 million. The number of deaths stands at 502,940, according to the Johns Hopkins University. Workers at six Amazon warehouses in Germany went on strike Monday because of concerns over employees testing positive for COVID-19. A representative for the Amazon Employees Labor Union says as many as 40 have been infected and accuses the company of putting profits ahead of safety. Amazon denies the allegation and says it's invested billions to protect its workers. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday handed abortion rights advocates a victory, striking down a restrictive abortion law in Louisiana that would have left the southern state with only one abortion clinic. The vote was 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts siding with the court's four-member liberal contingent. The decision struck down a law that would have required doctors performing abortions to gain admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The question before the court in Monday's ruling was whether that requirement would unduly burden women seeking an abortion. Health experts estimate that more than 800,000 abortions a year are performed in the United States. A rocket attack on a crowded marketplace in Afghanistan's volatile southern Helmand province killed at least 23 civilians and injured 15 others on Monday. Residents reportedly accused Afghan security forces of firing the rockets during clashes with the Taliban. The governor's office in Helmand rejected the allegations and instead blamed the insurgent group for being behind the bloodshed. A Taliban spokesman denied the insurgent group's involvement. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's office denounced the incident and urged the Taliban to quit violence in favor of peace talks. Monday's bombing took place a day after eight civilians were killed when a roadside bomb ripped through their vehicle in Washir district of Helmand province. The U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the way for the Trump administration to resume executing federal death row inmates for the first time in nearly two decades. The high court said it would not review a ruling by a federal appeals court that greenlighted the planned executions of four federal death row inmates. Lawyers for the four inmates argued that federal lethal injection protocol must comply with standards used in the states where they were sentenced. A federal court agreed with the prisoners, but in April, the Federal Appeals Court for the District of Columbia reversed that decision. The high court's decision means that unless another court intervenes, the four inmates, all convicted of murdering children, will be put to death at a federal prison in Haught, Indiana, beginning July 13th. Liberal Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor disagreed with the decision. They said they would have heard the challenge. Starbucks is the latest company to say it will pause social media ads. This comes after a campaign led by civil rights organizations calling for an ad boycott of Facebook, saying it doesn't do enough to stop racist and violent content. The coffee chain joined a growing group of companies saying they'll pause ads on Facebook or social media more broadly. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.